Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
94. It is WIP. On a football Saturday. Full day of football. Eagles tonight. Obviously, I'll be there with Merrill and Mike. And 68 to 70,000 fans. 30% of them will be wasted. Hopefully they get to see the football game even though they're inside. You know, all those good things that will happen tonight. Be a little chilly, but that's okay. It's part of a football season. I'm sure the skies will be clear. It'll be nice. It'll be a nice night tonight at the link. Before we get to a couple of cockroaches, this date, we played one of the plays on this date in 2018. That was the Super Bowl year, the playoff games. Against Minnesota, one big play was the Patrick Robinson interception, which turned the game around. Another big play we have coming up, and here we go.
Clement, the single setback. Three receivers right, one left. They come right back. It's a flea flicker. Back to Foles. He's going deep down the far side of the field, and it is caught! Touchdown! Torrey Smith! 41 yards!
It's about to get turned up in here. What a great job on the flea flicker. Great time to call it, and he's well protected. And watch as Torrey Smith, just over the shoulder, just follows that football in for a touchdown.
That's the one he wanted earlier in the game, and this time he doesn't.
You know what, Torrey, that was a big play. Torrey Smith had a really nice year for the Eagles that year. Great guy. He's delusional when it comes to NBA basketball, but as far as football, he did a really nice job for the Eagles. Okay, we had a dope earlier who was a Giants fan, a convicted felon. And now we have, it is the cockroaches are coming out, and here's the cockroach, Captain Cowboy, a dope.
First off, RIP to the geeter with the heater. I didn't realize the man had passed. He was a good radio man. Liked him a lot.
He was a terrific person, too.
Yes, he was. Well, I didn't know him personally, but I know I enjoy listening to him from time to time, especially on New Year's back in the day. He used to do a New Year's thing. I don't know if you remember that. But he did. Now, second, you know, why don't you man up and stand on what you said out your mouth, punk? Because you came on here thumping your chest about Tom Brady. And what
no,
the,
I think Tom Brady is—he sucks.
And now you talk about
no. You know what? That's
they didn't beat nobody. Well, guess what?
They didn't beat anybody. Tom Brady's 170 years old.
Beat the Cowboys. So what? Well, you know what you should have did? You should have shut up and kept your mouth closed. That's what you should have did.
I was hoping Tampa would win, but I don't think Tom Brady's that good.
You didn't
stop.
You came out running your mouth about what Tom Brady was going to do. And Tom Brady is now dead and gone.
Congratulate your quarterback. For the first time in 10 weeks, he didn't throw an interception.
I'm glad you brought that up. Let me address
he leads the league in interceptions and missed five games because he sucks.
So who led the league in interceptions last year? You remember? Oh, was the guy who won the Super Bowl, wasn't it? Yeah, it was. So shut up. Know your role and shut your mouth.
Wait a minute.
Okay?
You're going to tell me Matthew Stafford led the league in interceptions last year?
Yes, he did. You want to make? You want to bet some money on it?
No,
and
I don't.
He led the league in pick sixes.
I can't.
Yeah, Matthew Stafford did that.
He did?
Like I said, know your role and shut your mouth. And your role is propaganda for the Eagles. That's your role.
No, it's
I'm
not.
I'm talking right now, okay? Listen to me.
I don't have time to jack with you. You know
yeah,
that?
You're okay. You know, because you're scared.
No, I don't have
like
patience
my man
to jack with you today.
You know what my man Slab said about you? He said you a clown. Hey, Slab, you right. He is a clown. Slab says you a clown and you liverwurst. That's what Slab called you. Now,
okay.
Stand on what you said.
What happens when the Cowboys lose tomorrow? What happens when the Cowboys? Do you go away and go back into?
It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. How about that?
Oh.
It's not going to happen.
I hope the Eagles play the Cowboys so they can smoke their ass.
Now you thumping your chest for the 49ers? Do that, please.
No, I'm not thumping. I just think the Cowboys are irrelevant.
Yeah, okay. Well, thump your chest for the 49ers then. You like them? You like them tomorrow?
Yeah, I do.
Do you like them?
Yeah.
You like them?
Yeah.
Watch what's going to happen. I'm glad you like them. Watch what's going to happen.
Okay.
You like Tom Brady the week before.
I don't like Tom Brady.
Oh, now you don't like. That ain't what you said a week ago.
I don't even think he's the GOAT. I think Joe Montana's the GOAT.
He's not the GOAT, and I agree with you there. Joe Montana is the GOAT.
I agree. That's my GOAT.
That's not what you said last week. See, this is what I mean.
I don't even. You know what? I don't remember saying. You know, you guys make up crap.
Oh, so you're going to tell me you didn't say last week that Tom Brady was going to beat the Cowboys? That's what you're telling me.
No, I thought I was hoping he would. Yes, I was hoping he would.
You hope no. You didn't say I'm hoping. You said
you know what we're not talking about last week. Don't live in the past. Live in the future. And what's going
to
happen when the Cowboys lose tomorrow?
That you are, because you're not man enough to stand on what you say.
You know what I'm man enough to do? Hang up on your ass. There, how's that? That's one cockroach down. Cowboy Jim, let's go with another cockroach.
Oh, he was wonderful. I love that guy.
Yeah,
anyway,
he's wonderful.
Hey, Genius King of Philadelphia. What are you all going to talk about next week when the Cowboys are hosting the NFC Championship game against the Giants? Are you going to talk about the Sixers all week? Or
no.
Is there enough fentanyl
that ain't happening.
To take care of
everything? That ain't happening. That ain't happening.
Well, just my...
It's not happening.
I see.
It's not happening.
Well, y'all thought Andy Dalton was, we're going to beat Andy Dalton. We're going to beat Andy Dalton.
That was a horrible game. It was a horrible game. Yeah, but, you know, it was, Minch, you're playing with your backup quarterback.
Daniel Jones is so much better. And you know what's going to happen?
I'll say that he is a better quarterback than he used to be. I don't dispute that.
But you were all like, oh, no, we're going to beat Andy Dalton. It's not going to be a problem. Yeah, it was a problem.
I don't care.
It was a problem.
Boy, okay. You know what? Why are Cowboys fans so delusional?
We're not delusional. We're just looking forward to next Sunday, Cowboys hosting the NFC Championship game, and Eagle fans just, you know, in a stupor all week. They're just, it's going to be very sad. And it's really going to be sad seeing everybody and, you know, not wearing their Eagle jerseys anymore. It's going to be sad.
Settle down.
It's going
to be sad.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. Just.
All right. Love you, King. And, you know, stay away from the sugar and get your steps in today.
Yeah, and I'll do all of that.
Take care.
All right, cockroach.
That was a horrible call.
Two cockroaches in a row. They're coming out of the muck and grime today, boy. They're pounding their chest. Those Cowboys fans are just wonderful. Now, here we go with computer genius Chuck. Chuck, how are you today?
Now, you've used a lot of statistics this week. So you're the guy that's that heavy this week, man. I'll tell you what. How you doing? Thanks. Nice to meet you, the Geeter. Classy thing to do. What a great guy.
This show today is dedicated to the Geeter, Jerry Blavitt.
I'll tell you what. Fans of him can find his playlist, Howard, on the front page of the Inquirer today, if you're so inclined. But, you know, memories in Margate will never be the same. What a great guy.
No, that's what I said yesterday
on
Twitter.
So here's the deal. If this two-team teaser doesn't win, I never call your show again. All right, I never call again, which you'll be praying that it loses, of course. But so the Eagles and KC, 7.2 team teaser, lock it up, and that's easy money right there. I want to ask you.
You know what? I hate to break the news to you, Chuck. I just talked to the fine gentleman that runs the sports book here at the Borgata.
Yep.
And that's what you're betting. What everybody else is betting in teasers.
Yeah, that's a popular bet, no doubt.
Yeah, you're with the public, Chuck. That's rare.
It's rare. They rarely win. I never said it was unique. I just said I'm going to give it out as a lock. I'll never call again if it loses. When you contrast,
you know what? Know what? There's no way you'll never call again.
Well, if I lose that, I'd never call again.
Okay.
I'm on radio saying it. There it
okay.
is.
Okay. You know? All right.
Have I been a man?
You have the right to an attorney if you cannot afford one.
All right, I got two more topics covered, please. Top me off. You always say you're up against it. Barkley and Sanders. You said earlier you thought
yep.
the Giants had the advantage.
Yeah, the prop bet.
At running
prop
back. Bet. I don't see the advantage of running back at Barkley over Sanders. I don't think it's close. I think Sanders is that much better. I'm
well, here's let me see. The rushing yards, okay. The over-under prop bet here at the Borgata Sportsbook. Barkley is 71.5 over under, and Sanders is 66.5.
I'm talking about their careers. Come on, stop.
You oh, okay. I didn't know what you're. I'm thought you were talking about
well,
the game. I said
Barkley's
a better running back.
Barkley he's is not. A, he's not though. He's not.
No, because he's been hurt.
Well, listen. Let's take their career composite.
Hey, listen. Here's the other thing. The Giants made a mistake taking Barkley as the second pick in the draft. That was just
agreed.
You know, it's just insane. It was insane. It was stupid. It was stupid. You don't take a running back when you need so many other things.
All right, before I get the last point, I just want to say that the statistical comparison between the two, the last 2 years, is 5.2 yards per carry for Sanders against 4.1. That's not close. Agreed, Your Honor? Can we move on?
Well, no, I don't. See, numbers lie. Numbers, Chuck, numbers lie. The Eagles' offensive line is so much better than the Giants. Do you think that helped a little bit? You think
absolutely
that helped a little
true.
Bit? And I like Miles Sanders. I like him a lot. But do you think their offensive line had anything to do with those numbers?
Certainly does.
Okay,
thank you. But let me answer. But answer this. Would you use the statistics for your narrative, then they're relevant. Is that true?
No, I just said they're guides.
They're guides.
It's just, you know, those statistics show results. When I rolled that out there, they were results of games. Running back numbers don't compare. It's apples and oranges.
What does that mean? Help me with
that. It means that... the numbers are results of the game, not results of a running back carry yards per carry.
I'm talking over 4 years. Sanders is much better than Barkley.
And that's fine. And they've had a better offensive line over 4 years. That's what I'm saying.
Use that if you can.
I like Miles Sanders, so I'm not going to debate this. All right, I'm not going to debate this. I'm not a Barkley fan because I think the Giants made a mistake.
Do you think Sanders gets the credit in Philadelphia and recognition he deserves
more? Yes, he does. In Philadelphia, he does,
I'm shocked to hear that. Can I make one quick point? I know you're up against it.
Yeah.
Right now,
up against
in the Sixers season, James Harden has done a complete reversal. He's now shooting 38% from three. This guy's a different player, and he's making the Sixers much better. And I was one of the critics of Harden when they made the trade.
Here's what I'm going to tell you. Father Time is James Harden, and that still exists. And here, what was it? What game this week? He had 6 points. Here's what I'm going to tell you. This is a regular season against. I can't believe how many bad teams there are in the NBA.
It's horrible.
So we'll see what happens. You know, it's the regular season. We'll see what happens when they play better teams. Are the Sixers playing well? Absolutely. But, you know, I'm not going to give you, it's because of James Harden. I still would rather have Halliburton and Maxey in my backcourt. I mean, hands down. Not even close.
You have to say when a guy goes from 33% shooting from three to
And I'm happy. You know what? I'm happy for him. We'll have a party, but if we have a party for him, it'll have to be at a strip club. It'll have to be at a strip club. All right, Chuck, let me run. Let me run.
See you later.
All right, see you. We're a gentleman's club. I should, you know, make it more classy. All right, Mark Lawrence coming up. It's 9:39. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.